This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're taking your phone calls for the next 20 minutes. And Dr. Nick Begich is joining us to cover the waterfront of key intel. Now they're trying to run the natives off their land in Alaska. That's going to be part of it. This theme that's developed today, just looking at the news. Doris in Tennessee, then Michael, Jim, Eugene, and others. Thanks for calling, Doris. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. How you holding up?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I called before. I told you that we went, because of your TV broadcast for Prison Planet.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, we went to Montana. We don't fly a lot because of the TSA. But we did fly out to meet Chuck Baldwin.
Great.
And I think that he is going to try to start a lot of non-501c3 churches.
Yeah, it's time to get Chuck Baldwin on for an hour via Skype soon, next week or something, to talk about why should churches even be 501c3 and be under the IRS? Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Exactly. And that's the whole point. I mean, I agree with you about everything. I joined Prison Planet TV network on the internet the day that Fukushima happened. And I agree with everything you say. I know you're right. There's no doubt. This country is a country under judgment. We are doing and lifting up the exact opposite of what God's word says to do. So Chuck Baldwin is going to do that. Now, this is supposed to be a Christian country, but the Christians are too cowardly to stand up for what's right. And the preachers and the pulpits are silent.
Well, that's because they're not churches. They're 501c3 government-run institutions.
They're afraid of the IRS.
We have state-run churches in America, just like the old Soviet Union. The old Soviet Union had churches. They were just state-run.
I know that, except for Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who died 2 days before the war was over in Poland.
I know. It's incredible.
I'm telling you.
No, I know you know. I'm just telling listeners that don't know. Yeah.
Your judgment. You're right.
God bless you. Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you so much for calling. Good to hear from you, Doris. Look, even if you don't believe in God, folks, we are becoming a very corrupt society. And evil's not being restrained. And then it wants to declare war on good. I mean, that's an endgame scenario. Evil always tries to totally take over. It doesn't just let you sit across the fence from it. Michael in Tennessee, another call from Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Michael. I'd like to start off just saying that the reason that you as InfoWars and people like Matt Drudge are doing this is very explicit when it says in Luke 12:3, therefore, whatever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets, that's New World Order, shall be proclaimed upon the housetops, and that's Alex Jones and InfoWars. Now, if I may, I'd like to say something a little bit satirical. In our current paradox, where up is down, left is right, lies are truth, I would like to have voted for Alex and InfoWars as the biggest liar of the century, because all you do is put it out there and tell the truth, and since truth is lies, that makes you the biggest liar.
I guess in the 1984 world, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, and so I guess according to the establishment, I am a big liar. But I made the point yesterday that I am a huge liar in that it's not an intentional lie, but it's usually worse than what I'm saying. So when you speak in error, it is kind of a lie, even if it's unintentional. So, you know, people say, oh, you're absolutely right. I'm not absolutely right, folks. A, I make mistakes on factoids and things. B, it's a big, wide world, and nobody knows that much. The more I learn, the more I know I don't know. I just know this. The establishment are a bunch of scum. they're out of control. Thank you so much for the call, Michael. Another Michael, Jim, Eugene, and others. Your calls are coming up at 800-259-9231. Then Dr. Nick Begich from Alaska.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're taking your phone calls right now about the attack on rural communities under Obama's UN UNESCO-directed Rural Affairs Commission that is meant to run as kind of a Marshall Plan the destruction and implosion of rural communities by the new taxes and regulations set up to totally bankrupt those communities. The Bundy Ranch is a microcosm of 24 other families run out in the last 20 years because of taxes being raised so high. He was the last guy standing alone. Bloomberg and others report the meat crisis is here. Shrimp's up 61%, beef at all-time high along with pork. And that's mainly because of the fact that they've rigged the purchasing meatpacking facilities, have shut all their competition down with the government, so they buy the meat at record low prices and then sell it to you at record high prices. That's the New World Order screw job managed economy model. So we were bringing that subject up, dovetailing it with articles up on InfoWars.com. Ahead of Dr. Nick Begich, who formerly headed up rural affairs for the one of the largest native tribes in Alaska. His brother, of course, is a U.S. senator. They're running them off their land and trying to bring it under total federal control. And so what's been done to the natives is now being done to everybody. This is the model. And then we'll spend a few segments with him on that and then get into a bunch of other geopolitical and brain chip news. He pioneered Pentagon plans to put brain chips in troops. Now that was in the Reuters and AP last week. So we're going to be covering that with Dr. Nick Begich coming up. Some of the other articles up on Infowars.com. Again, break down the Marines training to take on rural communities in a new secret document. Other stories, victory for student who stood up for his gun rights and gun T-shirt suspension. Officials, not public servants, lift suspension, clear record of high school senior, you're allowed to wear an NRA shirt. See how that works? You want to get in trouble to show it's a fraud, not comply and be a slave. You don't comply with stuff that isn't common law constitutional. You fight it. Police now armed for war against returning veterans. A huge breaking Paul Joseph Watson article. Print me that, guys. It just broke. Cops in armored vehicles ask for residents, are you coming to take our guns away? Establishment media insists Al-Qaeda on cutting edge of encryption tech. Leaked documents reveal Marine Corps Urban Training Center based on U.S. town, training for war. Robocops resemble police from dystopian classic Brazil. The meat crisis is here. Again, I just mentioned that article. Grassroots militia. Citizens of Mexico rediscover their God-given rights. That's an article breaking down what's happening in Mexico as the militias restore order. And we've got the videos I shot last weekend breaking that down, but a new article on it with new developments. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But right now, let's go to your calls. Michael in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. May the Lord continue to bless and protect you and yours in these turbulent times. I'm calling from Texas, and we all know that the demise of the Republic has been in the works for quite some time. The corruption is so bad. They're pulling every cloud and pivot and Saul Alinsky trip that they can to remove every last few vestiges of a republic's God-given rights. And they've turned the presidency's office into a dictatorship. I greatly appreciate everything that you're doing. I would like your opinion in regards to an email that I received today in regards to strategic plans and plots. This is hearsay that I've heard that I'm reading off the air, in the email that I have, but evidently, supposedly Obama's conferred with his lawyers and has been advised that he can run a third term if he resigns between now and November 4th and has Biden step in and pardon him. That would take care of the criminal charges and opens the doors to another two terms if he runs for president in November. What do you think about that? Is that possible?
I appreciate your call. Let me answer that. The sky's the limit with these people. I continue to underestimate them. So I want to be clear. On the surface, it sounds like it's ridiculous. A, he's a puppet who served well to get a lot of the agenda through and create racial division for the offshore crime syndicates that are tax exempt that rule this country by fraud. They want to put a new puppet in down the road. But if they think the Tea Party could win and get a Rand Paul or Ted Cruz in, it's in the cards to not resign and pardon himself and run again, but to shut off nukes in the U.S. and then declare martial law claiming that the Republicans or the Liberty Movement did it. And I'm not saying the Republicans are good at the leadership level, but the Democrats could double-cross Boehner and the rest of them. And I told you that I see them preparing for a breakdown of society, a takeover, which they'll engineer, and I can see in the cards in maybe 6-7 scenarios that are in their hand. They can play a couple cards. They can play them all. They can play one of them. They can be smart and fold. But I told you I see them nuking a major city with a low-yield weapon that would still kill 10,000-plus people. I see them hitting Dallas, Denver, Cleveland, cities like that, because the CFR bragged and said those were the targets. Gary Hart did. He likes to brag. He's the guy they have that says what they're going to do beforehand, I've seen repeatedly. And they would hit with a nuke. Now, Obama then said 2 months ago, the number one threat he sees now is just a rogue group nuking Manhattan. Or, you know, they could nuke that group of traitors when Congress is in session. Folks, the globalist could forfeit in the end game during a State of the Union and wipe out the entire group of puppets and bring in COG to the National Security Council. The bold stroke oft do miss, but the bold stroke oft win the whole game. So they got Hail Marys in their cards, in their fist. They could simulate an EMP attack, take down the power grid, pose during that, use that to bring in total control, World War III with the Russians. But we're entering that historical zone of crazy town. We're entering it now. I told you this years ago. We're here. And it's just crazy town from here on out. Because it's not going to end like other cycles. It's the quickening, the singularity, all of it. This is it. Call it whatever you want. And it's now the time for everybody to be reality-based and admit how crazy things are. If you deny, yeah, Alex Jones is right about the NSA and the checkpoints, the armored vehicles, and GMO and so many other things, but he's still kind of a crazy man. Well, yeah, I'm crazy jumping up and down trying to stop it. You're right. Because I know they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and fluoride in the water and GMO that creates 90+% sterilization in all mammal species within three generations. I mean, I know it's the end of days. It's the end of humanity. Even if God isn't real, the globalists are using it as a template, a scientific override. It's happening. And I'm reflecting what they're doing, so I sound nuts. It is crazy. But I'm not the one doing it. I went to urban warfare drills because Marine Corps sources told me to in 96, 97, 98, 99, and I couldn't believe what I saw when I got on tape. The Marines breaking in our hotels, roughing us up, special groups, not the average Marines, foreign troops, checkpoints, training to kill Americans, people begging not to have their guns taken in the drills. I mean, I brought you the footage. And now they've been training secretly for decades, and they're ready to roll with this. It's incredible high treason. Eugene in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. You're right, it is a little bit crazy, and that's why we need to point all of this stuff out. You might be proud, but I submitted a We Will Resist TSA and NSA Tyranny video a few months back. And it was real easy. I learned iMovie and just created my own movie. Anybody can do this. And I created a web page 2 months ago called HVENews.com, High Voltage News. And I'm spreading the info war just like you do.
Good. Just don't get sucked into the infighting. Stay focused on real issues. Don't let them get you off balance. Just continue to report and break news, and you'll have a huge effect. Well, what's your take on the beef prices all-time high, other meat prices all-time high? It's only the beginning.
It fits into the Agenda 21 and making corporation the only entity that can provide the masses with food.
Yeah, record profits while providing you much less.
With poison in it, you know.
With radiated, with GMO and hormones, exactly.
Yeah, that's why I just bought my Patriot Supply stash yesterday.
Well, thanks for supporting that sponsor.
Oh, you're welcome. It's all good, and it fits in with the self reliance that we all have in our ability that they don't like.
Absolutely. God bless you, sir. We've got Baggage coming on for 20 minutes the next hour, but we'll take some calls with him. He's a generalist, kind of like I am. He can talk to any subject. So Jim, Chad, Carrie, Sue, and others, we'll get to calls by 45 after with Baggage and then get back into news with him 20 minutes of the next hour. I appreciate him joining us, best-selling author, and he's got multiple PhDs in different sciences. So, his brother's a U.S. senator from Alaska. His father was a famous congressman who they clearly killed to shut him up. We're going to talk about the waterfront straight ahead with Dr. Nick Baggage. Briefly, since he mentioned it, this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, the best durable foods company out there, in my view. Super high quality, non-GMO, organic, super good prices, last for a long, long time. He'd be crazy not to be prepared. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Get prepared today and also support the broadcast while you're at it. And I haven't plugged InfoWarsStore.com, the pro-gun t-shirts, the books, the films, all the new great supplement items at InfoWarsLife.com. Pro-Pure water filters with the G2 systems. Promo code WATER, get 10% off InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
We'll be right back. think I'm going to sit around while the world goes by and let the global technocrats dehumanize me and my family. You got another thing coming. Monday through Friday, we're here live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. This Sunday, we got some special guests. They're going to be in the studio, 4 to 6 p.m. Join us for the live Sunday transmission. This Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Nick Baggage joins us to the bottom of the next hour. We appreciate him being gracious with his time. He's the eldest son of late United States Congressman from Alaska, Nick Baggage Sr., and he's been a political activist basically his whole life, as well as his mother has been. He's well-known in Alaska politics for his adult life, for heading up some of the major tribes in the state trying to get their rights, and having multiple degrees in science. Baggage has also published articles in science, political education, as a well-known lecturer, best-selling author, having presented throughout the United States and Europe. He's the publisher and co-owner of Earth Pulse Press. Currently, Baggage consults for tribal organizations, private corporations, and others in a number of research areas. He headed up the Lay Institute for a while, a major institute. Baggage has authored, I won't go over all of that, earthpulse.com. Is just one of his sites, and his brother, of course, is the U.S. one of the U.S. senators from Alaska, and he is the pioneer when it comes to documenting with the patents and lecturing to parliaments around the world on brain chips, psychological warfare, chemical warfare, what's covertly going on. But so much of what he's talked about is now mainstream. We get him on 18 years ago. I've been interviewing him since about 1997. And everything he's talked about, unfortunately, has now gone from the area of science research to being mainstream. Weather control, you name it. But the first reason I wanted to get him on is news articles I've seen all over the country where the BLM is taking tribal lands, public lands, private lands, and claiming that they own them and control them when the feds already have more than half the country. What is behind this? I know he represents some of the tribes trying to get them to be able to use their own land. So, Dr. Baggage, we got a few minutes left in this segment, long segment coming on. Thank you for joining us. What's happening on the land grab front? Why do you think major corporations are lobbying governments, not just here but worldwide, to get people off rural land?
Well, you know, here in Alaska, only 1% of the entire state is privately owned, excluding Native Americans. Native Americans control approximately 9% of the land mass in Alaska, about 44 million acres, and that goes back to the Alaska Native Land Claim Settlement Act of 1972, which was actually authored and got through the Congress by my father. It was the largest Native American land settlement and cash settlement in the U.S. History, either before or since. But it had a really unique setup. It was set up with 12 regional corporations that were configured under them, 228 village corporations. These village corporations can use the surface estate of the land, whereas the regionals own the subsurface and mineral rights, as well as a big areas of surface estate. It was an experiment, really, and unfortunately, you know, once the law was passed, there was to be a lot of follow-on work by Dad, and that never happened. As you know, he was lost on a plane with Hale Boggs, who at the time was a majority leader in the U.S. House. You know, Dad was progressive on these issues with Native Americans, trying to find something better than a reservation model. Unfortunately, this really did not work as well as it could have. The tribal governments, who are the foundational governments in Alaska, weren't even recognized except for one in southeast, and actually there's another one up in the north western part of the state. But they were not recognized by the federal government until about the mid-90s, and some of the tribes are still trying to get recognition. There are 458 Native American tribes in the United States. A little under half of those are in Alaska now, recognized as governments. So we had kind of an upside-down situation. The governments of the tribes should have been negotiating the native land claims. Unfortunately, they weren't even recognized till over 20 years after the Settlement Act.
And now I'm seeing the feds are saying they're going to take control and management-wise. Is that good or bad in your view? Probably the top expert we could talk to from Alaska, Dr. Nick Baggage. We'll spend five more minutes on this because it's an interesting point tying into the Bundys, and then we will expand into the brain chips they're announcing that DARPA wants to put in the troops. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in nine West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters, and breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central with PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars Nightly News. Dr. Nick Baggage is our guest. We have loaded phone lines on a host of issues. I want to get his take on the state of the world. DARPA coming out with his brain project, which is just a public rollout of what was already there. I want to get his true expert take on that and so much more. Before we go back to Dr. Nick Baggage of EarthPulse.com, I should add we sell quite a few of his best-selling books on weather modification, on emerging technologies, on empowerment of the human mind, the positive side of the march towards the singularity, the negative side. We carry his films and books at InfoWarsStore.com. So you can find Angels Don't Play This Harp, the film and the book. We also have his book on mind control, controlling the human mind. We have just all of them at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're all excellent if you want fact, not fiction. Also at InfoWarsStore.com, you can find the ProPure, Pro-1, and G2 filters that cut out the glyphosates, the fluoride, the heavy metals, you name it. Unlike any other gravity-fed stainless steel filter, annihilates the competition. See the side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com, and these units are less than leading competitor. That's why we carry exclusively Pro-1 and their G2.0 systems in stainless steel and in pitchers. They've got them all. You can also ask any questions or order over the phone, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Then we have survival water filters like Life Straw. We have the great non-GMO heirloom seeds, the widest selection of anywhere out there. All the major developers of them, we buy from them at the lowest price we're authorized to sell. They'll make you sign contracts and not undercut the market. But you will have the certified lowest prices on seeds out there, period. This is what we believe in, selling high-quality products that empower humanity to promote our free speech, pro-liberty, aggressive platform. We're not like NPR. We're not like all these government-funded institutions. MSNBC with the stimulus money. We're funded by free will, free association. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And don't forget, the nightly news just gets so good. It's 30 minutes of condensed, powerful info. A lot of nights when the news ends, then there might be 10, 20, 30, an hour of live coverage or interviews or events or special reports. 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Montana, Mountain Time, Tony Montana time. It is all there with our great reporters, myself, and so much more. Over 12 years up and running, PrisonPlanet.tv. When you're a member, 11 memberships for the price of one. Check that out. Great to wake up friends and family, PrisonPlanet.tv. And starting next week, we're going to be going live out of the studio, either Monday or Tuesday. So get ready for that in the new studio. And so much more. Thank you all for your support, all of you out there. All right, Dr. Baggage, continuing with the reports I've seen of changing up what's happening, the federal government saying they're going to be over tribal lands and that they'll, quote, help the natives. Well, I've heard that before, but they've already been getting screwed so bad by the state and the feds. From your true expert position that I know really is about helping the native groups, but also Alaskans, period, get the wealth out of the land for the people that actually develop it with their hands. What's really happening in Alaska and in a larger situation with the Native nations across North America?
Well, you know, here in Alaska, again, it was a unique experiment. And I worked for two of the more radical tribes in Alaska that really were the leaders, Tyonic Native Corporation, the leader in the Native Land Claims Settlement Act, along with the Alaska Federation of Natives, and then Chickaloon Village, which is one of the oldest established tribal governments here in terms of taking their authority and actually acting on it. And the problem has been the state of Alaska has failed to recognize tribes. These are sovereign domestic nations under the federal codes. The history on this goes back to the revolutionary days, really. And when you look at what's happened here, the state fails to recognize, which creates huge disconnects between Native Americans and the state of Alaska. The feds have asserted jurisdiction over fish and game on federal lands. Natives really don't have control over the fish and game on their lands or the ability to run their tribal courts and be properly recognized by the state. So from a perspective of Native Americans, yeah, the BIA and Department of Interior have screwed Natives over in Alaska and throughout the country. In fact, many of my friends refer to BIA not as a Bureau of Indian Affairs, but as Boss Indians Around. But you know what has happened? is sort of the default is if we can at least see the possibility of natives being able to opt at their option into the federal jurisdiction, what happens then is they're able to run their courts properly. The state gets cut out of the process. And the state's been very adversarial to Native Americans by opposing their sovereignty, their right to exist. They are the economic engines for this state. They represent the largest corporate structures now. They control 90% of all private land in Alaska. Only 1% of the land in the entire state is privately owned, with natives owning.
So you're saying overall it's such a bad situation that the feds taking these land corporations your dad set up away, basically, is better.
It, for some people believe so within the Native community.
Well, what do you believe? I mean, I know you don't want to speak for them, but you're highly respected by them, you know, for and your dad helping them so much. I mean, what do you really think? Your personal opinion.
I think we need to do some kind of a hybridized version.
I agree. You need checks and balances on the two groups.
That's exactly right, because what's happening now is Interior is unreliable. I mean, there's $1 trillion lawsuits, you know, that were settled for billions because of the BIA's lack of management over Native lands, trust lands. More authority needs to be vested with the tribal governments within these configurations, and the state needs to be forced to recognize these tribes, whether they like it or not. They're federally recognized. These people have a right to recognition by the state of Alaska, and that needs to change. When you look at what's going on here, natives are the leaders in many of the developments going on in Alaska, where the federal government under the Obama administration has stood in the way of development. Alaska represents nearly 20% of the landmass of the United States, the largest coastal areas in the United States, bigger than the East, West, and Gulf Coast combined. We have mineral wealth that would set the budget straight. I mean, we have.
Well, I know this. Everywhere the natives haven't been given control, it's a hellhole, and they're all just basically the stereotype drinking Jack Daniels in a trailer with no electricity. But where you go where the natives have gotten control, up in Minnesota and Oklahoma and other areas, some of the nicest areas in the state are native controlled. So the answer is give the natives their wealth, stop treating them like crap, and they'll produce wealth and actually, you know, give us something that's different than the state or the feds. That's what I like, is more diversity.
Yeah, absolutely. And these people operate good organizations. They are good people. And, yeah, there's a lot to learn in all of this because we've become, you know, international in the fact of where Alaska sits and where our commodities flow. They flow to the Pacific Rim mostly to foreign buyers. It's incredibly important to recognize not just the sovereignty of individual citizens within the country, but to recognize the sovereignty of First Peoples. They have the potential to develop governments that actually represent people and deliver services.
Well, I would rather the natives have half the western land than the feds having it. At least they'll do something with it.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on.
Absolutely. And these are responsible people. They care about the land more than anyone else. I mean, this is their heritage. Let these people have the sovereignty they deserve. Let them move forward. Don't just under the bus of the Interior Department. Let's find a hybridized way to accomplish this. I'm hopeful that my brother will continue. I mean, he had strong rural support. He won every rural district against one of the most powerful senators in history, Ted Stevens. And my brother won every rural district in Alaska when he ran against him 6 years ago. Because of the family's position and his position on Native American rights, I'm certain in the next 6 years he'll accomplish a great deal if he's allowed to serve again.
All right. Now, continuing, let's shift gears into brain chips, and I want to take calls. And then, wild card, what do you want to cover in the 30 minutes of the next hour? Just tell me now, because I know there's a lot of issues out there. You cover so much. What is front and center?
I'd like to get into a little bit more on the lands issues and the resources here, because Americans don't really fully recognize this state potentially offers the solutions that the country needs to alleviate our deficits, to create a growing, vibrant.
Oh, yeah, that's why the globalists don't want us getting into Alaska or getting into the West and use fake environmentalism to block it all off. And then meanwhile, they're, you know, doing stuff in Mexico and China 10 times worse. We'll talk about that some in the next hour, a plan to get this country going again. People say, well, why are you pro-oil or pro-gas? You know, don't you want free energy? If they would let us develop all that instead of suppress it, sure. But we are on this economy, and so we're talking about realism. and we'll talk to somebody who knows about it more than anybody, Dr. Nick Begich. But shifting gears, I'm sure you saw last week Obama come out again and say we want, you know, this brain program and announce what's been around for decades, a rolling out of brain chips, and sure, it could be great to the blind to see brain damage. The problem is they build back doors into everything. What is your take on the public rollout of DARPA and the brain chips?
Well, you know, we've been talking about this, as you know, for 18 years with you on the air and many, many others. The fact is they're masking the true intentions behind these so-called great, wonderful breakthroughs. And while they are, this is a double-edged sword and one that will stab us in the eye and not give us a clear vision, I can tell you. DARPA has been involved, you know, starting with just microcircuits that would allow them to track special forces, congressional leadership, you know, the Mexican government, even 200 of their top bureaucrats were implanted with chips years ago so they could track all their movements. These are much, much more sophisticated, and they go back to the idea of controlled effects, which came out of the at least DARPA, as well as the Electromagnetic Directorate of the Air Force. Back in June of 2004, there was an article published Technology Horizons produced by the Air Force talking about this very thing. And the idea of creating synthetic memory where you would, I mean, the good side is they're saying, well, we can knock out all this war trauma and, you know, sort of wipe the memories clean of foreign fighters, you know, coming back, you know, into the U.S. The problem is, what else do you wipe
clean? It's total mind control.
This is the worst of the worst. The idea of creating synthetic memory. What's going to happen in courtrooms when people raise their right hand and swear that what they say is true when they can't distinguish the synthetic memory from the real memory? This is the big challenge for this republic, is what is it going to do as they roll each of these things out, and how much more can the government conceal when they can literally wipe and replace memory? This is where it's headed. This is where it's going. Beyond that is the idea of synthetic or synthetic telepathy, which are contracts that were led by DARPA to the University of California several years ago. You and I reported on this. These have moved forward to actually allow you to transfer signals, brain signals, so you can actually read a person's thoughts at a distance and send them information at a distance. Now, for communication with our own troops, some people may see some merit in this. From the standpoint of foreign troops and intervention, imagine a foreign army all of a sudden having thoughts of God telling them what to do or what have you. These are the very kind of things that we've been talking about for over 18 years.
And everything used on the military and deployed overseas will be deployed here first. The microwave guns, the tracking systems, this is all ready. I remember DARPA, it was like 14 years ago in the Baltimore Sun, and it was like a science fiction movie back then. It was like Twilight Zone music was playing almost when I read it on air. They said DARPA's practicing with different wavelengths out of cell tower arrays to calm the public. And then I read that on air, and it sounded crazy, but it was in the news as a test. How far advanced is this really from the patents and the research you've done? Obviously, if they're telling us about it now, how far along is this attack on free will?
They've already engaged it, both in the private sector and the public sector. To change emotional states of the population is really easy. And you can even go back to Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages. When he was at Columbia University in the early 70s, he published a book where he talked about mind control.
Technotronic era.
Right. And you can look at that book. And he, you know, people don't remember, you know, he was National Security Advisor to Jimmy Carter. He's one of the founders of the Trilateral Commission. He is a globalist of globalists. This guy, if you read that book today, you'd swear it was a history on what happened in terms of technology, society, and politics literally around the world, because everything he predicted came true. This area, you know, goes back decades, but where it is now is a very, very fine science. We've been able to replicate various functions of the brain, be able to do this synthetically through electronic circuits. And the resolution, if you will, the ability to do this at a finer and finer and finer level increases as our computer power increases. So when you think about this, to do what the brain does, say in 1980, no way. The technology wasn't there. To do it now with the advent and the emergence of supercomputers, you're going to be able to create machines that think like humans, that act like humans. You're going to be able to download your memory set.
Let me ask you this. If they're 25 to 40 years ahead, depending on the technologies we know about in corporate and institutional redoubts, I see the internet, Dr. Begich, with the billions of people already interfacing. It can predict the future, almost 100% mass movements, 97% they admit in individual movements. That's almost beyond human intelligence in some respects. Obviously, ours is much more advanced in other ways, you know, to be able to think of new things, to have love, to, you know, tell what's good from bad, to enjoy a sunset. But isn't the internet interfacing with humans, in my view, a new life form and is already artificially intelligent?
Yeah, I would say so. In fact, if you really look at it as it expands, it will never be 100%. And that's the thing about this. It will never have 100% predictability because of the emotional factors and just the human factor.
The butterfly factor.
But we're going to become more and more reliant. And that reliance is going to lead to judgments that are not necessarily the right ones because they won't have that human factor in. I mean, on one hand, you know, things are expanding, but at the same time as they're expanding, the secrecy syndrome within government is expanding as well. That's the root of the problem. Government cannot be trusted. My family's been in it. You know, I've been exposed to it my entire life. You know, the first advice that my brother would give you as a U.S. senator is don't trust any of them. And that's coming from a guy on the inside. And the reality is, special interests continue to drive way too much of our public policy.
And they're blinding themselves because they only care about their one issue. That's scientific smarts, but not wisdom. How does it create ripples? I want to come back with Dr. Nick Begich straight ahead to talk about future trends, how do we save humanity, your phone calls, and then more on the resources of the United States and North America that could create an incredible new future.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Texas is facing a killer drought. For 50 years, projects which could have protected us from this were sabotaged by Wall Street profiteering and the zero-growth anti-science green agenda. Today, these projects will not be enough. We need a revolution in real science to take the lid off human progress. I'm Keisha Rogers. When you vote for me on May 27th in the Democratic runoff election for U.S. Senate, you will be voting to put our space program back to work, to bring online thermonuclear fusion energy, and discover how the sun influences atmospheric dynamics and climate, so we can control these things for the benefit of mankind. We must stop this fracking nonsense. Shale gas is not an economic boom. It's a backward strategy for doom. Vote for me, Keisha Rogers, in the Democratic runoff on May 27th to reject Wall Street sabotage and ensure a fruitful and productive future for Texas and the nation. I'm Keisha Rogers, and I authorize this message.
Paid for by Keisha Rogers for U.S. Senate.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Big bro. government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so do we. We're the InfoWar. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is the Friday Worldwide Transmission. We're going to go right to your calls in the next segment, part of the next. Then we'll get more into the incredible resources of North America locked up by the globalists to make all the other minerals and things around the world that they are mining in Africa and Australia worth even more. And why strategically are the globalists trying to keep the United States suppressed? It's undoubtedly going on. But Kerry and, Jim's first, and Chad and Sue and Chris, we'll get to all of you coming up and your different topics, wild card topics, to take Dr. Begich in other directions. But the 5-6 minutes we've got left in this segment, what are the big future trends? Positive, negative? Where do you see the establishment at right now in their worldview? What do you expect to unfold?
I think, you know, this idea of mind effects certainly is a big one. We have the worldwide internet, which we talked about in the last segment, but they're actually predicting, and a PBS special was the worldwide mind, where every human mind was connected in the same way the internet is connected today. Now, fundamentally, you know, I think we already are connected, you know, in one sense, but I don't think we need government or private sector connecting all the brains in the world and hacking them. The idea of creating synthetic memory, the idea of networking all the minds in the world, this is a trend that I think we need to very carefully look at and I think resist. I think the fact of the matter are there are some places that even though we can go there, we should not go there, and this is one of them. The idea of trampling over free will, trampling over over the mind and using mental disorders, traumatic stress syndrome, these kinds of things as the vehicle for doing that is fundamentally flawed. And it's, again, it's a Trojan horse that enters our mind, a Trojan horse that we need to really recognize. And I don't think it needs to be an initiative that we should be spending a lot of time and effort on. I mean, figuring out how to protect people from these kinds of technologies is more fundamental, as we're not the only country in the world developing.
Exactly, and they already 6-7 years ago put passive MRI scanners in airports to, quote, scan brains. So this is way down the line. They're just doing it. And how dare you, doctor, be so extreme as to say we shouldn't all have brain taps? Of course the government needs to read our minds. That's freedom.
You know, I think we need the opposite. I think we need cameras in every government office to see what's going on.
Yeah.
I think we need microphones in every government office to know what's going on, because these people work for us. They think we work for them. This thing is upside down. You want to get accountability in classrooms? Stick a camera in every classroom and give every parent the code to see what their teacher's doing every day. You want to see responsive government? Let's look at them. Turn the cameras the other direction. That's what we need in the United States. That's what we need in the world. We need whistleblower mechanisms. We need ways to get the truth out and for it to be credibly dealt with. And, you know, your show has been one of the few voices in America over all these years that have been able to do that and be consistently correct, because time proves all. You know, we've been in this a long time, you and I and a lot of others, and we're still standing because the facts speak for themselves. And what you report, what I report, is based on that evidence. I mean, the stuff we're talking about today, much of it was in the book Controlling the Human Mind that you carry there, that InfoWars. You know, this book is 250 source documents, most of it government and academic reports showing the dark and the bright side of this technology. But it's up to us as individuals to take and maintain control of our minds and our information. You know, the internet providers think that they own the information. This is upside down.
Oh, yeah,
well,
they're the real NSA. Back in 60
it's
seconds.
It's about our information, about our lives.
It is. Stay there, Doc. Back in 60 seconds.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies.
worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.